I've learned that God's people are ready to move when they hear a man of God speak the truth. Now just nail that down, brother. I believe this. I really do. That when God's men who are honest and sincere, who are ready to die for the sake of the kingdom, who don't have any axe to grind, who are not defensive, who are not trying to build their own kingdom, who are not insecure in the things of God, when God's men come and present the truth as revealed by the Holy Spirit, that the people of God will respond to it. They'll answer. We're hungry to know what God is doing and what God is saying. My life can only find meaning as it finds its meaning in the Holy Spirit. And I want to move out into that kind of, the people of God want to move in that kind of. I've also learned something else. You don't need to know all the truth to set your sails northward. You don't need to know what lies ahead. All you need to know is that God has told you to move in that direction, and you step out. The way of God is always that way. Let me tell you something. The way of God is always through virgin territory. You have never passed that way before when you are walking with God. Now just mark that down, folks. If you see a landmark that you've seen before, it's because you're circling the mountain in disobedience. That's right. When God calls his people to strike out northward towards Canaan land, it's over territory that has never been plowed before. It's always fallow ground. But let me tell you something. He goes with you. He goes with you. And even though it's terrifying to be someplace where you've never been before, there is a security in knowing that underneath are the everlasting arms that is like, not like any security when you're leaning upon the old traditional things. It's a difficult thing to come out of a place where you have been all your life and to leave behind the old traditions and to move out into the newness of the revelation of the Spirit. But when you move out that way, God moves with you. I'm concerned about trying to box in God, about trying to chart his course as you would chart the course of a ship. You see, when you're moving with God, it's always through pioneer territory. Always through. The people of God are always pioneers. The call of God is for all of us to be like Abraham, who left the security of Haran and went out not knowing where he was going, except that God was calling him. By the way, the word for that kind of thing is Haberu in the Hebrew, which means Hebrew, which means a person who goes out not knowing where he's going. This is what we're all called to do. We go out simply with the call of God in front of us to move in that direction. That's the reason that it's so exciting to be a part of the New Testament church, because there is no pattern for the New Testament church. It's always virgin territory. It's always exciting. Around every corner lies something that you've never seen before. You'll never pass a way that you have passed before because you're moving with God, and God is moving you out of the desert and into Canaan land, into the land of promise.